Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, what's up, you sexy bees? You guys know what time it is. It's time to talk about sex, sex, and more sex. I'm your host, Miss Peter Toy Lady, and tonight I'm going solo. But, you know, that's never, ever stopped the show. What I will tell you is that this is going to be a great show. It's going to be a quick show because y'all know I'm not used to going solo. But I am going to put a few announcements out tomorrow. Make sure you come back and listen to a bit of Black Bitch Show because y'all know how we do it. We keep it going and keep it real for a bit of Black Bitch. And Thursday will be the end of the year show for Ask Miss V Sports. And for those of y'all who are like, what the hell is going on? Let me tell you what's going on. We all know that y'all don't know, I was looking forward to tonight's show because I was going to scan. I'm not going to get a chance to really have the talk because it's kind of hard talking by yourself. But I'm not mad about it. You know, let's get this clear. You know, the beauty of having, you know, this is that tonight you guys get to be my co-host. And that's something that doesn't always happen, you know. So we're going to enjoy the fact that, you know, we're here together. But I'm going to start off with, you know, saying I got to give a big shout out to everybody who was patient and was with us last week when we were off the air because, you know, we took the entire week off, which is something that we very seldom do. We are only back this week for these very, what I would call, quick episodes. I wouldn't even call them long ones because, you know, as they say, it's the Christmas holiday. I'll keep it real. We're going to talk about sex because I'm going to make this a short show instead of us doing our normal 2 hours, which I should have gone in and changed time, but that's my fault. You know, we're only going to do an hour tonight unless someone makes it interesting for me tonight because I'm not going to sit here and yak. But we're going to get a lot of music, but everything is going to be surrounding sex. So with that, we're going to have more sex, more music than talk tonight. And, you know, I think it's actually a fitting way for us to kind of end this year. So we're going to do back-to-back with music, and I'll come back in a few minutes, and I will tell you guys about my trip. And make sure you call in with those questions. Remember, you can call 646-716-6041. That's 646-716-6041. And remember, you can shoot them questions over, but this show is brought to you by V's After Dark Special Products, where everyone comes. So we're going to have fun, and we're going to start off, you know, I got to get you guys in the mood, because when I'm talking about, you know, just straight up fucking and doing what we do best, I think that it's easier and better for us to make sure we have that sex up in there to get everybody in the mood versus saying what the hell is going on. So we're going to start off with some news. We're going to play a couple of songs. I'll be back in about 10 minutes, and then we'll go from there.
Something happened.
Jason.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got this 6 counts on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
You know the words in my song. No habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got this 6 counts on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Talking more shit than a bitch about how you gonna make pussy a thigh if she come a
lick on his head. Pussy said, nigga, you crazy if you don't know. Every woman in the world ain't a freak. You can go platinum four times, still couldn't make what I make in a week. So push up on somebody, wanna hear that. Cause if somebody here don't wanna know. Boy, you better act like you understand when you roll with pussy control. Another piece of your ear. I wanna hip you all to the reason I'm known as a player of the year. Cause I met this girl named Pussy at the club in a national bar. She was rolling four deep, three sixes and a weepy eyed white girl driving her home. I pulled up right beside her and my electric top went down. I said, motherfucker, I know your reputation and I'm astounded that you're here. I fear you're lonely and you want to know. Straight up nigga that don't give a shit that your pussy control. Well, I'm that nigga, at least I wanna be. But it's gonna be hard as hell. Keep my mind off a body that will make every rich man want to sell, sell, sell. Can I tell you what I'm thinking that you already know? You need a motherfucker that respects your name. Now say it, pussy control. This motherfucker is. Ladies, make them act like they know. You are, was, and always will be pussy control. Peace. Wow. Say what? Oh no, don't you think about calling her a hoe. Juvenile delinquent. Best sit your ass down. Talking about pussy control. Can you dig it?
Okay, everybody, I know y'all like, where the hell did she go? But I told y'all this is going to be a quick show tonight, you know, since we don't have James. And, you know, I know y'all be like, Miss B, you did the show for years, but no James, nobody, just you. Right. But once you get used to having somebody there, it's just, like, so strange. It's almost like going to bed alone after being married for a number of years. So sometimes it's kind of hard to have that conversation by yourself. Sports, we could do one person. I didn't want to sit there and try to say that's different. But it's about sex, sex, and more sex. It's kind of hard to talk about sex, I've come to realize, but nobody there to bounce some questions and stuff off of. And I know y'all said, but we here, Miss B, and I know y'all there for me. But, you know, it's a whole lot different. And, you know, we're going to do an hour. You know, I'm not going to short y'all by an hour and a half. I'm going to give everybody an hour. But, you know, I do want to talk about, you know, going to the original Sin City. And this is something that I know I really wanted James here because I posted some tweets while I was out of town. I didn't really, anybody knows I wasn't on social media last week. And the reason why I wasn't on social media was because I actually took what I call a real vacation, and it was enjoyable. It was fabulous. But now I found out how hoes earn their money because it was amazing how our first night in New Orleans, after our first night, I was taking shopping. And it's like, you need to get that, and you need to get this, and you need to get a few things. And it was actually nice and refreshing. I mean, but it's also to say that when you get into a totally different environment where you're doing something like having sex and just enjoying yourself, it's a big difference from, you know, being just there or talking, or talking about it or tweeting about it, you know. And one thing I tweeted while I was out of town was, that's a tweet that I'm going to probably live with for a very long time, because I tweeted, real vacation, you know, wake up, have sex, work out, eat, repeat. And that was my motto during my vacation, because it's been a very long while since we have been on vacation where we just said, fuck it, we're going to relax. That's not something that we're really, anyone who knows me and my other half know, that's not what we're known for doing. We're known for doing a lot of things, but relaxation is not one of them. So it was nice to be able to say, hey, we're just going to chill and relax. But it was also kind of weird because that's not our norm. And a lot of people have asked me, how is it that we managed to make that not our norm? Well, we both have businesses that we run. We just don't have the time for something as simple as a vacation. And I know that people say it's important that you get a vacation. And people say, Ms. Lee, you're always out of town. Right, I'm out of town, but anybody who knows me knows I'm also always working. And I think that's where a lot of the concept of me never being in town is lost on people. It's because there is an assumption, because I'm out of town and I'm on vacation, versus I'm out of town and working. So it was really nice to be able to go on vacation, have sex like normal people, because I don't think we have normal sex. And when I say we don't have normal sex, I don't mean that it's abnormal or that we just weird. It's just that we literally, it's like, okay, can we make it on this day? Can we make it on this day? We damn near pencil our hands. You know, thank God that I don't have a personal assistant. Or I would be like saying, let me ask this and call your assistant and we can schedule this, because that's about how hectic our lives are sometimes. And like I said, it was really nice to, you know, have something as simple as have sex and not have to worry about a phone call interruption or the other things that, you know, just goes on and you're like, are you kidding me? This is what you guys are doing. It was nice. It was very nice to be able to not have that one concern, which a lot of people will probably love to have that problem. But it was something that we were happy about, we were content with. And it was, like I said, very nice not even have that concern. It was a wonderful thing to be able, as they say, have that chill feel and just do it like we do it and get things done. Because we have not had that amount of time in the past. And it was nice waking up and looking at somebody's brains out there going to work out. And I know everybody say, really, did I say that? Yes. You know, wake up, work out, have sex, repeat. I'm going to stick by it. Because it was a damn nice thing. And if you've never done it, you should try it. Do you understand? Work out, wake up, work out, have sex, repeat. It worked good for me. And I think it'll work good for a whole lot of other people also. You know, and with that, this is why I like to tell people, we got so much music on. And, oh, we're going to have guests coming back after the first of the year. That was another thing that we're actually having our staff meeting this week. And you never know, we may have a lot of stuff going on. But so that I don't bore you guys shitless, I thought, yeah, I'm going to have a lot of music. We're going to go back to the book. Thought we wanted to break.
Straight give you, baby, everything, everything you want. Whoa, whoa, straight talking, baby. Whoa, do you know what I mean?
Interruption.
Just take it all.
Let's go.
ready. Ready for us.
You know you want me like a new pair of shoes.
Ooh, oh, this could be us.
time for me no more.
Okay, I know y'all like, what the hell is going on? We are having some keyboard issues tonight. It always happens. Have y'all noticed that whenever I don't have a co-host, we have like serious-ass keyboard issues, and I kid you not, it is not me, so don't try to put that on. Oh, I don't know. It's not me. I can tell you that I know it's not me. I think that it's just to having somebody on that switchboard, and I've gotten spoiled, you know. Let's keep it real. James has spoiled the mess out of me with this, you know. I don't have to worry, you know, if something is not quite well right, I'm able to, you know, do that. But we still going to make it through. You know, for those of y'all who's wondering, yes, that was Prince, you know, this could be us. And I know some of y'all be like, really, we don't want to hear about this could be us. Well, y'all might need some this could be us because some of y'all probably have some issues with y'all relationships. I'm not going to call names because I don't know who's having what issues, but what I will tell you is that it's a beautiful thing. That's why, again, when I was talking about having that real vacation, it was a good thing to have a real vacation because when you're able to be alone with your mate, you know, and it's something that we really don't talk about, and this is about sex, sex, and more sex. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex. Well, part of the thing was going on this vacation I've been talking about is that for us, it was a time to reflect on what we have going on. And I told everybody, you know, yes, I'm always talking about, oh, I got to get that release. I got to have my sex. I got to do this. I got to do that. Well, on top of me having to have sex, and that's not a want, that is a need. It's also about communication. And I can tell you that we had some of the best communication that we have is when we're on vacation, when we're chilling, you know, doing what we do best, just, you know, making out. And a lot of people don't understand because they'll say, you could talk at home. You can't always talk when you got to go to work. You know, anybody who got that 9 to 5, whatever job you got, you know, good and dang on well, that it is so hard to have a conversation when your mate got to be at work or you're trying to get ready for work. And in the midst of all this, y'all trying to talk about something serious, like, yo, babe, you know, can we do this? Can we do that? It's not always that easy nor feasible. And when you get to a level where you've had that communication, it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a damn beautiful thing to have sex, too. Don't get me wrong, because y'all know how much I love sex. But it is truly a beautiful thing to be able to say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is how we're going to do it. And it works out. I'm not saying that what I do works for everybody. What I'm saying, what we do works for us because us having the relationship that we have, it is very hard for us to sit there and not have the time or the conversation or be able to say it's not always there. And then it does not hurt that we work sex into it. And it ain't nothing like having damn good sex when you done got your shit in order and when you just say, hey, babe, you know, I loved what we did this or I loved what we did that. And then you have the conversation about other things, you know. When I say that I was on vacation, that doesn't mean we didn't talk about business. What it means is that we did business talk in the midst of everything, and it was productive. And you have to be productive with your mate to be able to have an open sex conversation. You know, I've been hearing on a lot of radio stations about people, would you give your man a hall pass or would you give your mate a hall pass? Believe it or not, I would. This is me and me only when I say I would give the hall pass. The reason why I would give a hall pass, it's not because I'm intimidated or worried about anybody else. It's because sometimes you just need a little different flavor. Just because I give him a hall pass, does that mean that I need a hall pass? No, it does not. And that's something that I kind of want to make clear to everybody because everybody thinks that when a woman says that she'll give a hall pass, oh, well, she gave him one because she knows she gonna want one. That's not true, because I can give my man a hall pass and not need one. That's just how I function. I don't need a hall pass just because he gets one. What I want is for him to be happy. And because I do put his happiness ahead of other things, it's a whole lot easier for me to do things, get things done. It's easier for me to come. I mean, one of the things we did was, because we all know that I am the toy lady. And even though I was on vacation, I didn't identify that I sold toys, but we went up to different toy stores. And it's good to be able to be on vacation and to go into a toy store, because then you can, as an owner of a toy company, I get a chance to see, for one, how customers feel when they're approached, because I'm the one being approached. I get to see if the BS is being ran or if they're just trying to make that sale. I can tell you that we went into two different stores. I will not say the names of them, because then they'll know who I was and they'll figure out what was going on. But I did actually come home, and one of the toys that we saw that we were interested in, actually two of them, but one I actually ordered, we're going to test it, because we all know I like to test my toys before I sell them to you guys. And we're going to actually use one of these toys. And I think without having a healthy conversation, without it being, oh, I can't believe you're talking about work, you know I didn't want to talk about work, but I also do have a business to run. Easier because he was with me. So when he's looking at things and he's playing with things and he's like, we don't know what we're looking for, we really didn't know what we were looking for. That was no BS. That was not a, oh, they're pulling some line. In all actuality, we really did not know what we were looking for, because our intent at the end of the day, believe it or not, was just to have fun. And we managed to have the fun that we wanted to have. And like I said, no, we didn't buy a toy there, but what we did do was we got a chance to find out if the toys that we were seeing there were toys that we would buy as a consumer. And it was a really great thing to be able to say, hey, we'll buy this, you know, and not be, oh, I can't believe that we're going to do this or we're going to do that. We're not intimidated by toy stores. So that's another beautiful thing about being the owner of a toy company, is that something that may intimidate somebody else doesn't intimidate us. We take all that in stride, and we go with the flow with it. And it's fun to be able to go with the flow. So I'll tell anybody who always, you know, who wonders, how do I do it? How do I manage to go out here and look at toys and not say who I am? It's real easy, because Miss V is just another part of me. So it's easy to go out and say, hey, I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to go look at toys, and it not bother me. Why? Because I'm Miss V. That's what I do. Part of who I am is part of the business, is part of what we do. And remember, this is a business. You know, I'm not intimidated by the business. I'm not intimidated by the people in the business. You know, but what I am about the business is about having fun. So I'm going to tell everybody, you know, I had a lot of damn fun. I enjoyed the fuck out of myself. And it was so pleasurable that I can't wait to go on our next vacation. I'm actually looking forward to it, because something we haven't done. I actually can't wait to use this new toy. You know, I'm going to put it up on the website. It will not be available before Christmas. And I know everybody's like, Miss V, you didn't do a big, no, I didn't do a big Christmas fine. But I will tell you that this will be available after the first of the year. And that means, for those of y'all who are thinking about Valentine's Day, I know for whatever reason I'm really thinking about it. Don't ask me why. I just got Valentine's Day on my brain. But it's a really good thing, and it's something that I'm looking forward to and that I'm actually thinking about. So this particular new item will be available, you know, for Valentine's Day. And I'm sure that a lot of people are going to enjoy it just as much as I'm going to enjoy it, and hopefully they will, you guys will have fun with it and make out with it and give me reviews about what you did with it and give us a learning experience because, you know, this is like the Don Diddy. So when I tell you that we're going to have fun with this new toy, we're going to literally have fun with it and we're going to see how many people can come with it. And it's going to be a contest I'm going to put out there. Because I've never asked you guys what makes you come. I asked you on the air what makes you come, but I've never really come out and said, hey, let me know what makes you come and how do you come. Because I think it just never occurred to me to ask you. And now I do want to know because I'm so curious. And when I say I'm so curious, I really am so curious. I know you say, why am I saying like that? Because you just don't know. I want to know. I want to get all up in your business. I want to know what makes your dick hard and your pussy wet. That's what I want to know. I want to know what turns you on to the point where all you're doing is calling your man or calling your mate mommy and daddy and sucking your thumb because that's that shit. That's when you know that you're doing good. Start calling your mate. You know, mommy and daddy, and I'm just keeping it real because I know y'all are some freaks out there. I'm one of them, so I ain't got no shame in it. But y'all know good and damn well when you start yelling mommy and daddy that the shit done hit the fan because that means that y'all have gone to the epitome of a brand new level. And that's why I want to know who's calling mommy, who's calling daddy, who's calling the world? I want to know who's calling Jesus. I know somebody calling Jesus. And if any of y'all say y'all not calling Jesus, y'all a motherfucking lie. Because I know y'all calling Jesus. I know y'all like, did I just call, yes, I just called y'all a lie. Because I know y'all calling Jesus. It ain't nobody out there who ain't called Jesus. I was calling Jesus a lot last week. And I'm just letting y'all know, ain't no shame in it, but don't try to pretend like you're not doing it because I know that y'all are doing that. And I know that y'all some big-ass fucking freaks. So while y'all trying to purple up and play it off and say, oh, I don't do that. I wish somebody would. I'm going to say this for you because I know you motherfuckers are just as big a freak as I am. Y'all know how that shit be going. I'm serious.
Let me see it. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Ursh, baby.
Watch this.
I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning. Kush is rolling. Why she making, making next?
Yeah.
Barrel, pull the trigger, chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
I know y'all said that's how she gonna admit you damn right. I want y'all to go to bed motherfucking horny. Think about fucking, have a fucking great New Year, have a merry Christmas. And I will be back with my girl Sierra Divide tomorrow night on the Bit of Black Bitch Show. Have a good night.
Have a great evening, everyone.